Thanks for joining us. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britain Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
The New Testament reading this morning comes from Romans 8, verses 26 through 39. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with groanings too deep for words. And God, who searches hearts, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who were called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn within a large family. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. What then are we here to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own Son, but gave him up for all of us. How will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charges against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ who died, or rather, who was raised, who is also at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will affliction or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than victorious through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Here ends the reading. I'd first like to start out by saying thank you for having me back. It's good to be back up here. It's good to see all of you this morning. Very excited. Unity is an intriguing concept. Being able to come together with others you may disagree with for one common good. In most cases, it's much easier said than done. I just got back from a trip last week with some friends, and that's exactly what we had to figure out. Two of my roommates from college and I drove down to South Carolina and did a little road trip. A couple of my other friends met us down there and they flew in. Being in Myrtle Beach for a week with all your friends from college, it sounds like nothing could go wrong. A group of seven college kids on vacation with absolutely no plan. We were destined for success, weren't we? Of course, everyone's going to get to do everything that they want to do, right? And of course, being able to figure out dinner would be the easiest thing ever. Three in our group had allergies. One tree nut, one peanut, one gluten allergy. And some wanted to go out for dinner every night, while others wanted to stay in and cook everything for themselves. I mean, who wants to cook a whole meal, then clean up all the dishes, while you're on vacation, right? Can you tell which side I was on? We might have had a better time building Noah's Ark that week. The passion that all of them had on picking a place for dinner, you would have thought it was our last meal. It was interesting to see how people looked at the decision we had to make every day. With any place imaginable, within a 5-mile radius, the choices were absolutely endless. Mexican, American, Italian, chain restaurants, mom and pop shops, you name it, you could find it. I didn't care much where we ate, but let me tell you something. I wasn't going to be caught dead in an Applebee's or a TGI Fridays while I was on vacation, okay? So yes, I made the decision that much harder. Each day, it was a new dilemma. One night, we just picked a place for dinner. Up and Out just picked it in the morning. We didn't care much about reviews or wait times or anything in between. We were winging it and living on island time. As I said all week, I was retired for the week. I didn't care how long things took, as long as I was on the beach once a day, I was a happy camper. We made the decision earlier in the day, and we're set on going there. One of my friends was not happy with it at all. They were madder than a wet hen, and they just did not care to go there for dinner. All day, there were digs at where we were going to go, and how it just wasn't going to be a good time, and how we'd probably hate going there. Let me tell you, that was the most relaxing thing all week. Hearing someone complain on the beach and more or less throwing a tantrum because they didn't get what they wanted. Great noise to put you to bed. Waves crashing and complaining. Dinner time finally rolled around and we went to the restaurant. The food was good, the wait wasn't horrendous, and we all had a good time. The person who complained had to bite their tongue in the end. They enjoyed their meal, they had a great time with all of us, and weren't as upset as when the day first started. It was interesting to see them join in with us and all be together on the decision we made. The first couple of days were harder, as we each wanted to get our choice meals right out the gate. We each made compromises and figured out what each of us wanted, but we also worked with the group so that everyone could get what they wanted before they left. What we didn't immediately realize was that we were all on the same team. We all wanted the same things, we just went about them obtaining them different ways. We all wanted to enjoy our time together and have fun on vacation. And the paths to get us there were different for each person, but the end goal was the same. We were able to alter the path each night with dinner, but the goal still remained the same. By the end of the week, we were able to figure out, and we actually kind of had fun picking a place for dinner. With something that may seem simple like dinner, it was worse than solving a Rubik's Cube. The more united we all were when we were deciding, it made the decision easier, and it even made it more enjoyable. Our week could be summed up in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and thought. Well, with my friends, the more we were united and the less there was division between us, the happier we were and the more we were able to enjoy the trip. When we were finally able to figure something out and stop and smell the roses, we were able to understand what the trip was really all about. Being with people that we cared about, and being able to enjoy time with them. But this goes beyond vacation. It falls into our everyday lives. We're all sitting in these pews, trying to strive to live a God-filled life, looking to spread what He has taught us and continues to teach. Yet each day, we are more divided than ever, as a world, as a nation, and even as a community. People constantly try to create a divide between us. Simply look at all the major news networks. They are making money off of the divide that we feed into every single day. We're debating something every second of every day with someone, sometimes even when we don't know it. Now, don't get me wrong. Debate is good. I love a little debate here and there. It gets everybody thinking, right? I mean, I guess it's also nice to prove a point every now and again, too. But debate, it also gives others new ideas, and it helps create change. But it can get to a point where it is harmful and disruptive to the end goal. We need to realize what is best for the wider community, and understand that unity is better than division. We cannot go out into the world to spread His teachings if we are not using them on a daily basis. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 11 states, "Encourage one another, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you." Being of one mind sounds super easy, right? I wish I read this verse before I went on vacation, because it would have been read every morning before we decided dinner. Encourage one another. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Being able to think together and agree on something, and automatically the love and peace of God is with you. How incredible does that sound? Unity is one of the most important parts of life. As Jesus himself was going to be crucified, he went to the cross saying exactly that. In John 17, he talks about how he wants his disciples to be and how he wants them to be as one. Jesus talked about how he only hopes that those that believe in him all be one, and that just as the Father was in Jesus, that we the people be both in Jesus and God. Jesus only wants us to be united as one and not caught up in the day-to-day rat race against each other, but to be one because we are much stronger as one than as individuals. But those that do not want unity are trying to break us. They are simply trying to cause a divide. Romans 16, verse 17, talks about this and says that the easiest way to not be a part of this is to simply stay away and avoid those that create obstacles and division contrary to what Jesus taught us. When my friend was being negative about the restaurant and not wanting to go, we simply ignored it. We stayed away. We did not let it interfere with our good time, and when all was said and done, we enjoyed our time, and they joined in. Being on vacation, God put a beautiful beach with crashing waves and incredible white sand in front of me. I would have been an absolute fool to not take advantage of every minute of that. To be united is to enjoy the little things together just as much as understand the frustration that one may have in this situation. As we sit here today, we all have the same goal: to be faith-filled people, spreading our love and care across the community, nation, and maybe even the world. We simply need to be united in that goal and understand that we're all taking steps in the same direction. Sometimes we're taking those steps at different paces, but we're all together for one main purpose. As we go forth into the day, let us be linked arm in arm with the people next to us and realize we're all on the same team. We're simply on God's team, trying to make the world a better place for every single one of us. May the unity, love, and peace of God be with you all today. Amen.